airport near you.
Most of the time, anyway.
See if we can get away from the protesters. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and you. Let's see, we haven't had Maria. Maria's in Turkey.
She's in Istanbul right now. And
right.
Apparently, she's quite taken with the place. She keeps posting on her Facebook.
Can I move over there?
Pictures are beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. Go to Istanbul. Istanbul is a lot like Venice in many different ways.
Yeah, lots of water in the pictures.
Good for you, Richie.
Yeah, I noticed that. You like it? Well, what do I know? I've never been there.
No, fleas on Richie, for sure. Jennifer, on the other hand, maybe it was a flea here and there. All right, now, I have one of these macular migraines at the moment, so everything looks like the screen on the, when you look at the television. And
is that what's wrong with you today? Everything's picked
up.
No,
this just started. So I'm looking at some of the things that I know I was interested in communicating, and I'm trying to figure out how.
You can't read any of them.
Work my way through, because what it does is makes for about 3 or 4 minutes, it makes my eyes look like the breakup of the, you know how it sort of digitizes?
Yeah.
When the screen can't adapt to what's coming into the dish. Usually the dish network, shall we say, or any of the...
It just pixelates everything.
Yeah,
right.
Pixelation.
That's it, yeah. So there are just those little...
Usually that happens on dish network, not on cable.
Really? Oh, I see. Jennifer, I thought that would be the case.
So how often do you get these, and why do you get them?
How often I get them is directly determined by how much sleep I get. If I'm not getting a lot of sleep, I get more of them. If I get enough rest, I'm fine.
So there's a lesson here, I think.
Yes, there is.
Sleep.
Yes.
It's what's for dinner.
So, but still, I mean, it's an abnormal thing. I mean, why is it when you don't
maybe
get sleep?
I can.
What is happening? I can't believe that you haven't looked into what's going on that makes this happen.
One of the things that will come out of my brain scan, which the folks at Seriscan have now told me is ready, and I'm going to have, I asked yesterday for some time today.
A consult.
To go over it, yes. For those of you who don't know this story, a couple of weeks ago I went to Denver, and I went to a company run by a couple of friends of mine called Seriscan, Cerescan. And at Seriscan, it's the only office they have now, but there are neurologists around the country who are showing lots of interest in this, because it'd be just like an MRI of your brain, but the interpretive data that comes out of it will focus on things like, why do I have this ocular migraine? Doesn't hurt. It just gets in the way of my vision every once in a while. What's going on in my brain? And then there are other things. Maybe my brain was affected when I fell down the stairs at the age of 3, whacked my head against the door jamb, which is metal,
one
cut
of 15 times
hole,
falling off the tractor.
Whacked my head underneath the truck on the beams, whatever it is.
Right.
But you'll get that information from going through this process, and then they'll be able to tell you what the long-term ramifications are of it, specifically because of that or whatever other substance may create the ability for the brain to fall apart in Alzheimer's or dementia or Parkinson's, that sort of thing. So it gives you the ability to see ahead, and it's 10, 12 years down the road, you may... be going to get, well, let's say I've got another 12 years of this program to do to break the record for longest syndicated morning radio program in the history of the medium. So I'm going to do this another 12 years. So it'll tell me whether in 12 years from now I will have Alzheimer's or dementia or any of that sort of thing.
Or whether you'll remember to do the show in 12 years.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I won't, because it isn't in my family. I mean, that
right.
Stuff's very tied to what your history is. There are a couple of little things going on in my heart now that were predictable because of the things that went on in my father's heart. And even though it started with him about 10 years younger than it has started with me, it still is there. So I now have the benefit of that knowledge, plus my close relationship with people like Ken who care about me. He treats me like I was his brother and goes out of his way to make sure that I'm getting the consideration that I need. And as a side story, sidebar story to that, one of the things that he's told me that I need, not only good for my brain, but good for the heart, are these EECP treatments. Those of you who may have heard, I will go through them and I'll explain on the air what my experience is. EECP is an external, it's a pulsation. They put these wraps around your butt, your midsection, your legs, and for an hour, they set it to the beat of your heart. So in synchronization with your heart, every time your heart beats, this thing goes off and it pumps, it increases the flow of blood like you were putting, let's say, an airline into, you were trying to clean out something. And you know how if you have compressed air and you push the button, all of the air comes out and it sprays. A lot of guys use it to clean up the driveway or to clean up. People are using it now to clean out their computers. A little psst, Richie uses it around his equipment there to keep it all clean. Mm-hmm. It's the same principle. It's a shot of pressurized air. I'm using that example there. But this is, the pressure is applied to your legs and your midsection, which pushes the blood into the heart in a volume and with strength so as to either clean out or, in fact, what apparently happens more often than not is that you grow new little mini capillaries. It forces this and therefore brings more blood into your heart or wherever it's needed. In this case, it's my heart. I have a little bit of a blockage. Not something you can see in the aorta, none of that stuff. Like you'd have to have, when it first showed up, Ken was worried that I was going to have a bypass or a stent or something. No. There's, as a matter of fact, my arteries are extraordinarily clean, as is my heart. But this little, these little eensy-teensy things you can't even really see, they get blood into the crevices of your heart, just like there are little capillaries all over your body that get the blood into the areas where, you know, it's most needed, out to the ends of your fingertips, for example, and your toes and into your brain. So this EECP pushes hard the blood, and it pushes it up so that it goes into your heart and it goes into your head and therefore cleans up a lot of these things. And I wouldn't be surprised, actually, Richie, if, this treatment doesn't help me with the ocular thing. So we'll see.
I would think it would.
What it's all about. At any rate.
So did you hear about this the study on the cell phones and the brain activity?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah. And that would be something that we ought to spend a moment or two on, and we'll do that in just a minute, 14 after on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are 3 software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
800-510-8255 always reaches us, or you can send an email to Doug at DougStephan.com. All right, so, Richie, this is a cell phone thing. There are a couple of different angles on this, interestingly enough. I was noticing here in Los Angeles how many cell phones the city has, or actually I'm noticing the city doesn't know how many cell phones it has, because they're so wonderfully run here, they cannot account for hundreds of cell phones. Hundreds.
Yeah, interesting.
Of cell phones. All right. Now,
well, those hundreds of cell phones might have been in the hands of the 47 people that the National Institute of Health did a study on last year.
Yeah.
And they basically had them all lay on a table and gave them PET scans, P-E-T, what is it, positron emission tomography scans.
What's coming out rather than what's inside.
Okay.
Yep.
And they put phones on one group of the 47, half of them, that was in the on position. The phones were on and muted, one in their left ear, one in their right ear. And then the other group, they put the phones there, and they were powered off. And they looked at the brain activity, and then they switched the phones so that the group, and neither one of the groups knew whether they had the phones on or off. So they did that for 50 minutes. And they found that the metabolism in the brain region closest to the antenna, what is it, the orbital frontal cortex and temporal pole was about 7% higher when the cell phone was on. Now, the thing is nobody knows whether this is good or bad. All they know that there was an effect.
My guess is it's bad.
And that they say that that part of the brain doesn't do anything specific. It's broadly associated with emotion, sense of smell, memory, eating.
Maybe cell phones make us crazy.
And, Doug, you're going to love this one, aggression.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the orchestra conductor in your head instead of one specific musician. So now everybody's going to try and say, okay, what does this mean? Is it good, bad, you know, whatever.
It means that we are killing ourselves in the name of convenience, and we're allowing our 11- and 12-year-old children to do this before
that's
their brains.
One of the things that they also mention is that kids who don't have a fully developed skull or brain yet, whether that has more of an effect, that's one of the concerning questions.
Well, but that's also in league with what I was saying, the Saroscan scan of the brain. If you look at some of the damage, and it goes back through the history of your brain, a lot of these youngsters who start playing football when they're in junior high school, or Pop Warner leagues, don't they start in high school? I mean, in junior high? Pop Warner?
But
there's football being played by
6, 7.
Yeah, they're exactly. There are children that are playing football, and they have no business. You might modify it later on. My God, your brain all through your life is like jelly. Can you imagine how soft it is when you're 6 or 7 years old? Your skull's not even hard yet.
When you talk on your phone, a lot of the time you use your speakerphone. One of the things I try to do is, especially if I'm in my car, use the external speakers, like, you know, plug it into the car stereo. Just use those earphone buds where you're not holding the phone next to your head. You're holding the phone in your hand, and then you have the buds and the microphone coming out of your ears.
Yeah.
That's
preferred
you.
Yep. Yeah, that's good, Rich. You've helped us out. You're our bud.
I'm
Richie,
your bud. I'm here for
the
you.
The bud.
Right in your ear.
And this bud's for you. 21 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Don't drink that stuff. It's not an American company.
Uh-oh.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Edible egg.
Every time I hear this song, goosebumps like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's a happy song.
Yeah. Ah, this is one of the best pop songs in my mind to ever have been recorded.
The
song and the spirit of this song, the way that it winds up like right here. Wind it up, Richie.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to us?
This song does it for me. So the Monkees, according to the story at DougSteffen.com today, are reuniting for a summer tour. That'd be something I would take in, because I've actually never seen the Monkees perform live. I would like to take advantage of that. We have the
still
whole
blows
list.
My mind that Roberta saw Jimi Hendrix warm up for the Monkees in like 1966 or something.
I know. Amazing.
That
keep
kills me.
Come on, Richie, crank it up. I have, by the way, absolutely no idea what the lyrics of this song mean. Not a clue.
But it's cheer up.
But it's so wonderful. It's the way it is. It's sung. It's just the happiest of tunes. A great, great pop hit. And that's what these guys are all about. It was complete nonsense. This was a studio group, by the way. Never meant to go anywhere.
No, it wasn't even a studio group. It was like one of these groups that they put together, that a producer puts together just for the media.
That's what I mean. Well,
yeah,
whatever.
TV show.
It was kind of a prank, in a sense. And then they became one of the most popular contributors to pop music in the 60s and 70s. The Monkees.
Written by John Stewart.
Yeah.
From the Kingston Trio.
Yeah. Not from the Kingston Trio.
Surely before he left the Kingston Trio.
The Stewart I was thinking of. Yeah. He did a lot of his pop stuff, actually. Roots in folk. Yes. All right, Richie, thank you for clarifying that story. Did you ever think Taekwondo would be considered cute? There are cute children stumbling their way through a match as the video of the day at DougStephan.com today. Taekwondo.
Yeah, when we go, they have something at our Taekwondo school called Little Tigers, and that's what Sean started at as 4 years old.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
That's probably pretty cute.
Oh, it's very cute. Yeah.
How do you keep them from getting, you know my thing about the head, how do you keep them from hurting their head?
They don't do anything. They're just practicing forms and kicks and stuff. Yeah. You don't ever actually spar till they're, I don't know, six or seven or something
But even then, they shouldn't be messing around with their heads.
You don't mess around. You only kick the chest pad.
Kick them in the head.
Yeah.
Kick them in the head.
There's no head contact.
Ted Williams, the Golden Voice, new reality show. Will you watch it when the show comes out, apparently in September? New Ted Williams reality show. Will you watch it? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you selling your timeshare?
And that's where these scams come up.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Be careful.
The number of complaints about fraudulent timeshare resales has more than tripled over the last 3 years.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphinay.
There are a couple warning signs. First of all, if it's a scammer, they may reach out to you. They'll know that you own a timeshare, and they'll tell you that if you give them money up front, they have a guaranteed buyer.
Don't pay up front, and in general, you should be the one to approach a resale company. Some resorts will help you locate a buyer.
So you'll have to pay about a 10 to 30% commission for a legitimate transaction like that.
Two reputable websites are redweek.com and tug2.net. They both charge a small transaction fee. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man, I love your show. I was wondering if I could...
Hello? You okay?
Hello?
Well, hey, sweetie, where'd your dad go?
Oh, he saw a spider and fainted. Daddy doesn't like spiders.
Most people don't. Some spiders lay over 4,000 eggs in their lifetime.
I don't think I like spiders either.
Then have your daddy call the orchid experts at
1-800-ORCHID-MAN.
Daddy, better not breathe through your nose.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, happy to have you
along. What's everybody else's time?
All right. Everybody else's time is the same time.
Oh.
Could be, it's the, like 33 after 6 in the morning.
So then good day time
the
is the official time for everybody.
It is the official time of the good day. Could be 33, 34 after in the evening at 6, 7, 8 o'clock. Sometimes that's when people hear the program. It could be. And if you're choosing to download this, if you just go to DougSteffen.com, hit the listen button and you download it, who knows what time you're listening. You could start listening at quarter past the hour and these times mean nothing.
Yeah. You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah. See, Richie, I'm always thinking. Always thinking. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's a fast fact. You ready? Fast fact.
Okay.
Did you know it is illegal to deliver the Gettysburg Address on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial without permission from the Park Service? Do you know that?
Hit me with that again.
It is illegal to deliver the Gettysburg Address or anything else on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial without a permit from the Park Department, because it's just another bunch of hooey.
Let's go try it. Can you imagine getting arrested for that?
I can do it right now. I mean, take me 15 minutes to get there.
That's
record it on my iPhone. I can have it up on the website within an hour and a half.
All right. Why don't you do that?
I'm going to do that.
When they're carrying you away. Martin Luther King did it.
Carry you away.
When I had, he had his dream speech. So anyway, Philip Howell recited Lincoln's address, and this was on President's Day. Park police ran over, didn't walk over, ran over, and said he could not deliver a speech or say anything there. And he said, I don't care. You know, I'm doing this. I'm an American. The guy from the park department says, I don't care what you're giving. You're not allowed to do it. There are rules here. And the speech was not on the agenda of what could happen here or what's supposed to happen here today.
Right.
So, you know what? Another government. And why shouldn't you be able to get up on the Lincoln Memorial and deliver whatever you want to deliver? I paid for that, and so did he. Or at least we pay for the upkeep of it. It was built before we were alive. If what do you think Abe Lincoln would say if he were around today and somebody said, you don't have a permit? Somebody said that to Lincoln. You don't have a permit to speak. again, back to the same old baloney. And I think you have to pay $12 or something for the permit.
Here's the thing. Are you trying to draw a crowd? Are you trying to address a crowd? You know, I mean, if you're just standing out there and you start talking and you're saying, you know, 4 score and 15 years, whatever it is. If you're trying to create a crowd, then obviously the park police have to be there. Let's say 100 people gather around you. And then those 100 people start creating a ruckus. Type thing.
Well, that's a gathering. Well, who cares if you just go?
People did
it?
Gather around this guy.
Well, and you guys, I don't know whether you see this in L.A. a lot. In D.C., we see it a little bit. In New York, you see it a ton, where people will stand on street corners and basically get up on a soapbox and start trying to gather attention and create a crowd situation. In New Orleans, you see it on street corners where guys will stand on the corner and preach through a bullhorn.
Right, screaming at people.
Screaming at people.
That's what the town crier used to do. That's what America is built on. People getting up and saying things. Never mind.
Now it's more.
Nut
people now.
It's just, no. Okay, so they're nuts. They have a right to be nuts. So what? So they're nuts. That doesn't give the park police the right to arrest you because you're nuts. Unless you are doing something. I mean, there are a lot of nutty people in the world, according to some who are the humdrum homeboys who are always saying or thinking what everybody else says and doesn't have an original thought in their head. This guy was being very polite. He didn't try to give any juice.
You don't know that. You don't know that at all.
Because I'm reading the account of the story.
I am, too. And it doesn't say anything about his being polite.
Rich, it doesn't use the word polite.
I'm calling you out on the carpet now.
Yeah, no. It is. I like this story. I like what this guy did.
Yeah.
And I don't like the park police. That's pretty much it. Other than that.
They called the guy Abe.
Yeah. Honest Abe.
They said, hey, Abe, do you have a permit?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, too much government. All right, now on to the next item of interest. When men, this is for ladies and gentlemen, men, Richie.
Yeah, that's
when you
me.
Do chores men. Around the house,
uh-huh.
Does a simple thank you work, does that suffice? Or do you really want and expect your mother-in-law, your wife, anybody else, maybe the children as well, to acknowledge you? Do they want to, when you make lunch, because you're a really good cook, you make dinner and lunch for most of the meals of the house?
Yeah, I make dinner.
Yeah, okay. So do you have a feeling
that
the people
thanked?
At home expect you to do this, or do they appreciate your doing it?
Both.
Come on, fess it up.
Both.
When
I mean,
you do the laundry, when you give the children a bath, do you expect to just be thanked?
Because you do a lot. You're kind of an exception for a working dad with a stay-at-home mom. You do a lot.
I mean, I do a lot, but they do a lot, too. They do a lot more. I mean,
who's they?
My wife and my mother-in-law. My wife, you know, I mean, she's with the kids all day long.
Yeah?
And does
so
something.
Your mother.
She does a whole lot. I would say that when I do something, it's appreciated because, like, you know, last night I had to fix
something.
You
think something. It is or you know it is?
No, I mean, they'll say, you know, my wife, this thought pops into my head. Thanks, babe. Thanks, babe. Thanks, babe. She says that all the time.
She does.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
now,
good.
All by the way, when I was there, I got the feeling that your stepmother didn't understand a word I was saying.
That's she
just
will
the game she plays.
Yeah. She will probably nod politely, yes.
Really?
And yeah, if you speak too fast, yes, you'll have trouble following. She speaks English pretty well, but yeah, if you speak too fast, yeah.
Do you talk to her in Spanish or English?
Both. Usually English, but a lot of Spanish, too.
I just think there are a lot of men who, as we were just, you just got to the heart of the story, Jennifer, men that work all day long. We all know that there are men, and maybe it's most men. I don't know how the numbers work, but just give us the benefit of the doubt for a minute. You have worked, and you come home. Your wife is a stay-at-home mom, and as soon as you get in, you start doing a lot of things around the house. Now, because this has come up before on the other side with all the working women, there are plenty of people who pay a lot of attention to women who, and justifiably so, they might work an 8 or 10-hour day, come home, and they make dinner, put the kids to bed. The husband doesn't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on. There's maybe more of it than there is on the other side. But when that happens, normally if the husband has any sense at all, he's thanking his wife for all of that, even if he's a lazy so-and-so, because he doesn't have to do it. He just gets home at his normal time, has his dinner, watches TV, says goodnight, that's it. The wife, meanwhile, is doing all this other stuff. So in the off chance that the husband does the same thing, are you prepared, ladies, to give him acknowledgement, a nod, a thanks, a wow, that was great kind of thing, or do you just expect it? Those are the kinds of things. The reason I bring it up is because we were talking earlier about marriage and stuff. This is the kind of thing that makes marriages go awry.
Well, you have to work out your deal.
Yeah, what is your deal?
These are what I take care of, and my wife and I have that worked out. As a matter of fact, my with my mother-in-law being with us, we all have it worked out. These are the things I do. These, you know, and I'm taking shots.
What does she do? What does the mother-in-law do?
Laundry and cooks lunch for the kids.
She doesn't pay rent.
No, please. Where's she going to get money from?
I don't know whether she has it from Columbia or whatever.
No.
So she becomes an American citizen.
She's very helpful. She is an American citizen. She's a citizen.
Why is she living off the taxpayer like everybody else her age?
Because I won't allow that.
Good for you, Richie.
Good job, Rich.
So, but you know, we all have our things, and we've kind of worked it out. Nobody's really said this is what you do, this is what you do. It just kind of has worked out, and it works out well. So I don't think either one of us, you know, say how come you didn't do this, or you know, thank you for doing that, and you know.
Yeah. I think that sometimes the table is turned, and we ought to acknowledge that. That's all. That was just if it's.
But you're right. If you don't work, if you don't work out, that kind of happy medium. Okay. Here's what I do. Here's what you do. It's trouble.
Yep.
It takes a long time to work that stuff out, too.
Anytime one partner is burdened is when there's a problem.
Yeah. Or feels like they're burdened.
Yeah.
Well, there's an entitlement also that goes with being married. It has nothing to do with the government. Is that attitude as well with some? It's 17 before the hour in a moment. A new approach to illegal immigration, an idea that may, just may, have some merit here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
A new report from the Alzheimer's Association says there are nearly 15 million Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers in the U.S., far more than previously reported. The 2011 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report shows these caregivers provide 17 billion hours of unpaid care, valued at more than $200 billion. Beth Kallmeyer oversees constituent services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Research suggests that most people with Alzheimer's survive an average of 4 to 8 years after diagnosis. Some live as long as 20 years. This long duration often places intense care demands on families, negatively impacting their health, employment, and financial security.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. and the only one in the top 10 that cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. An estimated 5.4 million Americans are living with the disease today. Increasing evidence suggests early diagnosis and timely intervention is beneficial, both for people with the disease and their caregivers. To read the new report, visit alz.org.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I focus now on a measure filed by Texas State Web...
representative.
Okay, Baba Wawa here. State Rep. Lois Kohlhorst, which would allow any law enforcement agency that has custody of an acknowledged illegal immigrant to take the illegal to the office of a U.S. senator or congressman and leave them there.
That ought to be fun.
News reports suggest that sheriff's deputies, city police, anybody in the state of Texas can request an agent of the United States senator or congressman to sign a document acknowledging the release or discharge of the illegal at the senator or congressman's office. Measure covers individuals who are not citizens of our country, who are unlawfully present in our country. The lady who represented this idea, presented it, said this is a cry for help, trying to convince the feds that we don't want to get sued like Arizona, but the problem of a secure border is a very serious one here in Texas. That's for sure. Brownsville, all the way over to El Paso. The measure does not specify what the senator or congressman is supposed to do with the illegals. Calls on law enforcement to maintain a record of each illegal released into the custody of the U.S. Senator or congressman. What probably happens is they call the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people and they come over. Now, this might be moderately expensive and it might be distracting, but it makes the point. The problem is the folks in Austin, which is the capital of Texas, what they recognize there and elsewhere in Texas is that so many of these people come over and they were. And you know what? This is part of the union problem. This is what nobody wants to deal with, this side of the issue. The reason that we have a problem with the unions is because apparently, you know, we've had a wonderful time in the last 50 years making money. And now because we are on the world stage, literally we trade with everybody else in the world. They trade with us. So everybody knows what goes on here. They travel, come over here, see what's going on. And so when the unions were being paid perhaps more than the job was really worth, although how do you argue that? It's worth what everybody will pay. It's like a car. How much is it worth? It's worth what somebody will pay for it. And so is your labor. Your labor is worth whatever anybody will pay for it. So in this circumstance, the artificiality of the unions who underscore the, you know, okay, we're going to put you in a place and you can't get out of it, so we're going to extort money from you, and it may not be really what the teacher's worth, but, you know, we want that kind of money for the teacher or for the guy that drives the truck for the Public Works Department, whatever it is. Under the circumstance, the unions have inflated the value, and this may drive a lot of people crazy, but I think this is the key. Inflated the value of the work that's being done, or the value of the work being done. And as on the other side, the illegals undervalue, I guess that's the word, undervalue. So somewhere between the outrageousness and the absurdity of some of the union stuff that was most represented probably by the guys building cars in Detroit, to the guys who are working for $5, $4 an hour, there's a number that we all can agree on. And if that's the case, then we fix a lot of problems. Meantime, these people are going to get dumped off at the state house in so be it. It's a good idea, frankly. What do you think? Send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The right sinus medicine for the real problem.
As the number of dead and missing climbs, the nuclear reactor crisis continues. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. More than 11,000. That's the number of confirmed dead or reported missing in Japan from last Friday's massive earthquake and the devastating tsunami that followed. To break the numbers down, the National Police Agency in Japan is saying more than 3,500 have been confirmed dead, with the number of those unaccounted for just over 7,500. It's estimated that about 25,000 people have been rescued. One of them was a 70-year-old woman who was pulled from a house after being trapped for 92 hours. Meanwhile, there is the continued threat of a full-blown nuclear disaster. Repeated government warnings about radiation exposure and news of a nuclear reactor breach have millions of Japanese on edge. Experts are saying the potential danger from the latest explosion and fire at the Fukushima nuclear plant could eclipse the damage done by the earthquake and tsunami. U.S. Navy personnel supplying humanitarian support to Japan are also risking radiation exposure from the crippled nuclear reactor. Acting Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Colonel Dave Lappin says the Navy has very good equipment on its ships going to the region to detect radiation exposure among crew members.
You know, we have very good instrumentation to be able to monitor that constantly, and in fact, that's how the USS Ronald Reagan was able to know that they had experienced some.
Officials have said 17 crew members aboard the Reagan were exposed to low levels of radiation. That aircraft carrier was then moved away from the area of the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Meanwhile, some airlines and travelers are avoiding Tokyo with concerns about potential radiation. Flights to Japan have been rerouted by several carriers, including the German airline Lufthansa. So far, U.S. airlines have not made any major changes in flight schedules to Japan. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This month and next month, there's going to be so much spring skiing laid out for us with great easy turns in the east. The warm temperatures are returning again on Thursday with sunshine, just like yesterday, where Chuck was enjoying it in northern Vermont at Sugarbush.
Burning the blue cruises on Lincoln Peak at Sugarbush. We went screaming down pack powder on the wide open Spring Fling Trail several times. Later on Birch Run on North Lynx Peak, it had soft spring snow and sleeper as beautiful birches spread all over the trail just to look pretty. Spring skiing in all its splendor at Sugarbush.
Nearby at Smuggler's Notch, all three peaks and 75 trails open. Across the way to the Adirondacks, where Whiteface checks out good loose granular snow that softens up during the day. Over 80 runs open at Whiteface. Now to the Western Mountains, where fresh snow keeps falling in Wyoming. Jackson Hole riding all 116 trails, while at Grand Targhee, they stay at full operation with 45 miles, both picking up fresh snow in the last week. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks took a heavy hit early in the day yesterday, down about 300 points, but cut its losses after the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged. The Dow wound up with a 138-point loss to 11,855. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Crude oil dropped over $4 a barrel, down to $97.18.
The yeas are 271, and the nays are 158.
And with that, the House approved another short-term spending extension to keep the government running beyond this Friday. The Senate is expected to follow suit. The stopgap measure would fund the government for three more weeks at 2010 levels, minus $6 billion in cuts. Nestle has ordered a recall of its Lean Cuisine Simple Favorite spaghetti and meatball meals. The company says a few consumers found red plastic in the meatball portion of the entree. No injuries reported as a result of the material in the food. The affected Lean Cuisine meal was made in late October last year. The big dance is underway, sort of. North Carolina, Asheville, and Clemson have made it into the NCAA men's basketball tournament after winning their so-called play-in games last night. There are two more first four games tonight. I don't know about you, but my brackets are already busted. And finally, let's go out for a drive. We're on a highway in Houston, Texas, moving along at a pretty good clip. All right, we're slowing down a bit in a construction area, and there's a sign that says poop. Poop? That's right. Poop. P-O-O-P. Apparently a hacker with a flair for altering letters on those electronic construction signs changed one this past weekend to read poop. And this past Monday, it happened again when another sign was changed to show a smiley face followed by the letters L-O-L, which stands for laugh out loud. The Texas Department of Transportation does not see this as a laughing matter. They say road sign hackers can be fined $500. Not that we're defending the hacker here, but think about it. They could have been a whole lot more profane and obscene than LOL and poop. I mean, if you're stuck in a Houston area construction traffic jam, at least those altered signs are still suitable for family viewing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.